You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
To the races, as I normally intro the show. Enter Mr. Jim Francis Meza with an awesome cat who walks with flair. The guy's got so much style. The guy is amazing, right? We're going to talk about him a little bit later in the show. No, I'm kidding. The show is about you. So I just wanted to say real quick how I'm pretty blessed to not have been evacuated right off the show. My boy and I were talking about over dinner, actually, right? Because we have filet mignon, and we talked about the fires and how close they came to us. It was insane, to say the least. But my next guy, like I said, my next guest, I am delighted beyond excited. I don't know if you can tell, but it's so just sweet. I exude this aura of like amazement to have you in the room because you represent the embodiment, of the American dream. And, you know, obviously you grew up in Valencia, California, but you're a fashionista. What don't you know how to do? You're a producer. You're an actor. And behind and in front of the camera, you put on shows with our good friend, Leila Giancalini. My man, the one and only unparalleled Mr. Juan Le Prince, ladies and gentlemen.
So sweet. Thank you. No, yeah, Leila told me she's like, oh, this guy has such good energy. And thanks. And no, she was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so. After my third Red Bull. And that's to that some special gum that I bought that I ordered online. No. Yeah, generally speaking, I pop off of walls. Like, it's crazy. I wake up in the morning with such energy to take on the day. I radiate a lot of confidence and stuff, but make no mistake, I'm always nervous. And I like to call it, as in the acting world, they say excited.
Yeah.
It's excitement, right?
I feel like most people in the industry are like introvert, extrovert.
Yeah.
Like,
most definitely.
Even though we've been in front of the camera so much, I always still get nervous. Like, not so much this, where it's a conversation, but today, even, you know, I had to film a little something in the morning and
very cool.
Still like get butterflies. You never get used to it. I don't, at least.
I don't either. It's almost like a production on stage, you know?
Yeah.
You get on the board, so to speak, and it's like, what? Every day it's something new, you know? I always liken it to jazz because jazz music is such, it's never linear, you know? It's always like different components. But let's circle it back to Juan Le Prince. Man, you're born a Chilean actor, right?
Yes.
But you're also part Argentinian. Which is amazing.
Like a quarter. I don't know. My
like
mom.
A quarter. Okay. A quarter,
yeah. Because my mom, his dad was Argentinian.
Right on.
But I've never been to Argentina. I would love to. It's like one of the places I would love to go to. And, but Chile and Argentina, you know, they're obviously a little bit similar in, you know, the way we like the culture, the way we eat, you know, the way we express ourselves. It's very similar. So,
I'm going to say, I love the passion you guys have. Yeah. But I'm not going to say just you guys, but every person I've met, Argentinian. Well, you know what? All Latinos, right? We all carry that same flair and positivity and just that flamboyance almost that is undeniable.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
You know, I grew up in sometimes here. I tell people I'm Latin and they don't believe me.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Santa Clarita, so I'm very like, you know,
Anglicized.
Suburban.
Yeah, suburban.
Suburban.
Okay, I like that.
And I lived there my entire life for about, I think, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Sherman Oaks.
Love it.
And then that's when my life, I started studying film.
Okay.
And then that's when a lot of doors started opening up for me. I became an assistant for a celebrity, not even knowing really that that would ever happen to me. Like, I never expected that. And so that's how I started. And then from there, I started going to like the top events in Los Angeles.
Beautiful.
And, you know, then started, you know, acting, got my manager and agent, met Layla from her one of her best friend, Brenda Mejia.
Sure.
So she's like, oh, my friend has an agency. You really have to.
Right.
And then now, you know, me and Layla are like best friends. You know, she's the sweetest girl in the
world.
She's
fantastic.
And yeah. And then I work in production, and then I also have my own firm. So it's just been, everything has been organic. I've never forced and never really even dreamed about being in the industry. It just kind of happened.
The path of least resistance.
Yeah.
You allow it to ebb and flow and go with it. Yeah. And eventually it leads you to these paths of greatness that not in our wildest dreams sometimes, you know?
No, yeah. I think I just one day I was like to the universe, like, what is it you want me to do with my life? I know there's something that I can do. And somehow it led me to entertainment. But I always wanted to, my dream was to be an ultrasound technician. I wanted to like tell, it was my dream to like tell the parents like, oh, it's a boy or girl. Yeah. And like see them cry. And then I had this fantasy that I was going to be crying with them and hugging them. And
that sounds like a novella.
A novella, yeah. And so, but yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
You know, life has other plans for you sometimes.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You made plans and God laughs, right? As they say, and just takes in a different, whole different direction. Yeah. Let's talk about directions. When you're a kid, you grew up in Valencia. What's Valencia like, dude? Because it's so beautiful up there. I like it, dude. I mean, other than obviously the fact that we've all been like dealing with fires and now the water, right? Situations. Now we're, you know, like, gonna deal with like landslides and whatnot. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But what was life like for you as take us back to the beginning, the humble beginnings?
Valencia is like all I ever knew because, as you know, Santa Clarita, a lot, there's a lot of filming that happens in Santa Clarita, as you know, but it's very small town, small. Everybody knows everybody. You know, the high school, I was, you know, the only openly gay kid in my high school. You know, there was not a lot of openly gay people. I mean, now I'm sure it's a little bit different, but. It's a little bit conservative. And yeah, I would never say anything. It wasn't my favorite place to live only because I lived there for so many years. It got, so when I moved to LA, it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know all of this existed. And there was West Hollywood and, you know, and all these cool things to do because in Valencia, all you really had to do was go to the mall and then hang out with the friends that you know from Valencia. It wasn't, you know, it's all I ever knew.
You're like, oh, that's what the other side of that wall holds.
Yeah, yeah. And have you ever seen Santa Clarita Diet?
Oh, dude, I thought about that. I didn't want to cut you off,
yeah.
But I completely thought about, what's her name?
Drew Barrymore.
E.T., yeah.
Yeah, is that Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, she was the E.T. girl, but I'm aging myself.
No, So, if you, it's beautiful, like, if you move there and you don't, you've never, like, you know, lived there before, but because I've lived there my entire life, it felt so good to move to L.A., and it was a whole different world out here, for sure.
My good friend, Brandy Aguilar, who does voiceover, she's an actress. She's a good friend of mine. And she used to live there up until she got married and moved away. But she was living there forever.
A lot of people in the industry live there. Yeah. A lot of Disney Channel stars. I don't remember the movie Halloween Town. The Disney Channel.
Oh, that was great. I loved
it. She lived on the street next to me.
Wow.
I know Ashley Tisdale from high school. A lot of Disney Channel stars. Grew up in Valencia, Pretty Little Liars, a lot of the XO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, because the thing is there's a lot of acting classes in Valencia and a lot of production. And so, yeah, a lot of people come from there.
Very cool. And so you've always been like a fashionista of sorts. You've always liked fashion, right?
No. In high school, I mean, I started to in high school just because, you know, that's when I started to just care about what people think. And I really loved Guess in those days. Guess was like,
love Guess.
Everybody would go to Guess. And,
You remember the models that we had, the Guess model thing on your folders and
So, and I actually worked at Guess. I remember in Valencia, I lasted for like a day. It was just not for me, the retail.
Why was that?
It was just, you know, I think I knew something was not aligned. Retail was not for me, but,
you have great customer service skills though, bro. Just perfect.
I mean, the thing is I don't know. Sometimes in retail, it's like it's just a whole different world. And I worked at Guess. I worked at Banana Republic, and
I worked at Banana Republic.
Did you really?
Glendale Galleria many years ago.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that was one of my. That was my favorite store in high school, and but
that was so cool.
Yeah.
So when did you get when did you start thinking?
Fashionista, you were asking.
Yeah.
So, okay, I started to work for that celebrity.
Oh, you're a socialite first. Once you were in that kind of a world where you're assisting and you got tossed into this whole other world.
I always say my life in the beginning was like Devil Wears Prada. I did not know anything I was doing. I would always get in trouble because I would always do the wrong thing. And then But it's one of the most gratifying jobs ever because it's so hard, but you learn so much about, you know, just celebrity culture and entertainment, and you just become so good at, you know, everything really in that field. And so I grew a lot, and I'm still, you know, good friends with, you know, the person I worked for to this day. And,
very cool.
But yeah, no, I'm grateful for that experience and everything she taught me. And yeah, I grew a lot. Her name's Rachel, but, I love her, but she's the reason why I think I'm so strong now. And tough. I'm tough. Right. I'm kind, but I'm really tough. You're when it comes resilient. To my, what I want and how yeah. I like things done. And yeah.
Right. That's great. That means you have self-value and you have a tinge of like, kind of like things have to be done methodically because you know what you want
yeah.
and you like, you know, time is money after all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes people in the industry, like they're always saying, oh, this person's mean or this person's, and sometimes it's not that they're mean, like A-list celebrities, you know, sometimes it's just, they're tough because they know what it takes to get the perfect, you know, scene and what all of that and you know everything entails. That comes together entails and so it's not that they're mean, some of them are, but sometimes it's just like sometimes it's just because you know that's how they got to where they are is being yeah. tough
and, clarification some of them are
yeah some of them are yeah, yeah. I mean every industry there's those people that
listen Tinseltown just looks like it's all glare and you know stars and
right.
You know but rainbows and whatever you want to say, but at the end of the day, there's more to it than that. And you got like the backseat basically of the industry. You were taught firsthand by watching this person that you're associated with.
Yeah.
By virtue of work, you know.
Yeah. And I didn't even have Instagram at that time. I didn't have social media. I honestly was just going through like a lot of, you know, just when you graduate high school, it's kind of like a rough time. It's like some people, the transition is very easy from high school to just life and what they want to do. For me, it was not easy right away. And then when I started studying film, that's when.
Where'd you study film, Juan?
I studied at Columbia College Hollywood. So right around here, actually. And then now I'm at LA Film School. I went back for my degree, but I actually left because I was working for my film student friend was like, hey, you want to come to this event with me? And then it was a gifting suite. And then I met this woman and I became her intern. And then she hired me and was her assistant. And
did you have to be good with detail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I was like, I said I was a mess in the beginning. Yeah. I did not know what they actually wanted. The two girls that were working for her. No, the girl that was working for her. Uh-huh. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but
that's okay. She didn't. Just leave out the names.
I knew that she didn't want. I know that the person I was working for was thinking about firing me. And then what happened was because we went to a Nylon event.
Okay.
And that's when really like my inner publicist came out, where I was like, no, sure. You know, she's on the list. Get her in, and it was just like thousands of, you know, so many people there.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, things kind of did a 180 and I was like, oh, wow, I'm actually really good at speaking to people and I'm not good at like the computer stuff and tech, mm-hmm. but I told her, I talked to her one day. I said, these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. And I'm really good at connecting with people. I'm really good at going to events with you and, you know, picking up, dresses for you from showrooms. Ivan Bitten was one of them. I can't remember the other ones. And yeah, I was more of the social light, you know, kind of
that's so cool.
connecting talent.
Right.
Yeah.
You're making those connections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people don't know this on camera, but off camera, I do that many a times because in some way I kind of mirror what you're saying or echo your deal with driving. I was once upon a time a limo driver. For a lot of that's like awesome. Famous people
mm-hmm.
and as such same thing like people just think you're just driving no
mm-hmm.
we're calling the agent we're calling the handlers the mm-hmm. people that are gonna from the person that's gonna do the makeup to the person that's gonna open the door of the car to the person that's gonna take them lead them into the green room I was getting in touch with everyone I was getting calls just bombarded as I'm driving I'm taking calls and then trying to figure out what's your ETA here do you know if this person has specific allergies to this or that because we weren't told blah blah. I'm doing all this and then fast forward I get to meet different people and then I make connections
right
to like, hey, you know, by the way, I know so-and-so, this person might be good.
Right.
Which I just thought about somebody I was going to send to you, but yeah. We'll talk about it after.
I've been doing this, the PR for years for free.
Isn't that something, me too?
I was like, oh, go to this person. And yeah. I didn't really, and people were telling me, you really should like do this as a job. But no one, it was Layla who actually said, oh, you should open up your own PR firm. Or she said, and so when she said that, it clicked and I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's perfect. And so that's when I started my own business.
Shout out to Layla. Hi, Layla. Hi, Layla. Hope to see you soon. This guy's awesome. And you are too. Thank you for sending him my way.
That's the thing too. Like in this industry is meeting very genuine people.
She's
like
awesome.
Who you see with her is who you get. And she's.
And it's hard to find people like that, right? In this industry. I mean, I'm just saying like if they're peppered in there, but not everyone you meet, because a lot of people are kind of sort of waiting on the wayside, like kind of on hold. On standby, if you will, right?
Yeah.
I can piggyback write this person. Right. I can write their coattails.
Yeah.
I know this, you know, and a lot of that. But it's so refreshing to meet people that, like Layla, such as you, people that are genuine and really do it. They're about it and they're real literally helping.
Yeah. And I don't know. Some people like the negative attention. I've never been the one to be like, you know. I never want to be called like a diva or anything negative, because to me, people don't want to work with somebody like that. So I always want to leave a good impression. But there are people like that in LA who are, you know, that's just the way they are.
If they're bad, you got to kill them with kindness, huh?
Sometimes you just can't do that. Sometimes you just have to like, you know, wish them well.
Yeah. And part ways.
Yeah.
That's very important. I really, there's a lesson to be learned here, guys. Pick out your notebooks and start writing. There's a lot of wonderful, truthful nuggets here, you know, kernels of truth that are being like honestly spewed in this panel right now. I really, really, you got a lot going, man. And it's important to really listen in. I mean, a lot of folks out there, they want to learn how to do things and such as important to lend your ear and hear like shows like Almost Famous with Jim Francis and you hear Juan LaPrince. I'm very excited that what you're doing, you're embarking on things, these wonderful things that you're doing, your PR company.
Thank you.
And you're so like PR material because I've dealt with it firsthand.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously in the business that I was in, driving and being a bodyguard and whatnot, you meet these people. And I love the fact that, Layla, you know,
such a sweet girl.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite people I've ever met in my life, just so down to earth. And that's, you know, it's when we're done, you know, when life is short. So no one's going to remember, you know, what show I was on or what movie I was on, but they'll be like, oh, you know, that kid was so like kind to me. And that's always what I want my legacy to be like, is, you know, how I made people feel. Maya Angelou has that quote, people will forget what you say. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And I always, one of my favorite quotes for sure. And I always remember that when I
catch more bees with honey. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, but speaking of which, I do like to recognize you for your film contributions. And you've done Sofa King Funny. Mm-hmm. That's right now where you play Terry. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that and that where we can find it, because I understand it's Tubi, right?
Yeah, Tubi. So I auditioned for that role probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And they said that they wanted to work with me and didn't really think much of it, honestly, because sometimes you're just filming and then this industry is so fast paced.
Sure.
And then the TLC Chinese Theater was like, oh, we really want to screen this, show.
How phenomenal is
that? And then Tubi picked it up. I think I just got news about that like a month ago. I think it's on there now. So
love it.
So yeah. And then I've done things for Amazon, so many networks. I feel very blessed. And
well, you did Heart and Soul.
Yeah.
You've done, just to name a few, and you also, you've done Abducted. That's cool. That's a short film, or what's the plot line on that?
Yeah, I play
being abducted.
I play a bad guy in that film, which is completely opposite of me. And I think that was previous, before the pandemic. I think I shot that, and then. I've done a lot of reality. I did a show on Amazon, which is kind of like Shark Tank.
Okay.
It's called 90 Day Hustle, and where they actually contacted me and they're like, we would love for you to be a judge on our show. And
very cool.
and tell these influencers or upcoming brands what you think about their products, give them advice. And so I think that's on Amazon right now. Yeah.
Ooh, I got Amazon. We're going to watch that, hon. Yeah. So that's really cool. And you're just prolific. You and Layla are always working on. So you tell us about your fashion shows that you guys do. Those are the talk of the town, by the way. It's a splash. I know a lot of people.
They're her fashion shows. Okay. She's, you know, she runs her agency, RLC Talent Agency.
That's right.
And then she's been doing the shows, I think, for more than a year now, or maybe 2 years. I don't even know. But she works so hard, and she has, you know, sometimes up to 500 people or more at these shows, and she invites celebrities and everybody.
Jamie Foxx. I've seen a lot of people.
Of people have gone. Shane Mosley was there. And
boxer, baby.
I mean, Layla knows everybody. So
she does.
So yeah, but that was a whole different world for me, because she was like, hey, I would really love for you to work in production, you know, with the models. And I had no idea what that world was like. And so
it's
crazy back there. Yeah, like it's backstage is crazy sometimes. Yeah. But the thing about Layla, she works with all the people are real super nice. There's no divas that we work with or she works with. And the shows always run so smoothly, which is amazing. In the beginning, I was kind of going like, what do I do? How do I talk to these models?
How do I even start, right?
everything is great now. And she does them at really cool locations. And so you definitely need to come one day.
Well, I do. I got to just lose weight. I got to lose all that.
You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I mean,
No, I mean, you're right. I should. We're going to, I'm going to tell the missus for us to get like together and get ready. I mean, my idea of getting dressed, though, I feel like I'm so underdressed when I go to events. Mm. My thing is like Chuck Taylor's, you know, and I do that sort of thing. Yeah,
super. Me too. Remember this? I was wearing a blazer. Yeah, I have to put
this on. This guy was all dressed to the nines. So listen, he just like, hey, he looked at me, goes, hey, you know, I'd be a little comfortable. And he put on this other sweater that looks really well stitched. Yeah, it's really nice. You're well put together, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Just got to tell you that one. So what are some of the cool things that you've encountered at these shows where you've gone, like that are kind of cool?
It's just a whole different world, because I knew fashion from when I was an assistant.
Right.
Because what happened was my boss would tell me, hey, would you go to these showrooms in LA, pick out dresses for me? And I was really good at that. You know, because I would get a sense of what she would wear just in her everyday life. And then I would get really cool, you know, pieces and outfits for her. And so I knew a little bit of it. But the fashion industry is a whole different world, you know. Of course, I'm familiar with, you know, the top models that are working these days. And some of the models that Layla works with are working models, and they've done a lot of amazing things. But I had no idea really of that industry. Yeah. You know?
But I've seen you grace some of the magazines that I've seen you on to the cover. That's pretty cool.
But that's more like print modeling.
Yeah.
As far as this model, runway model.
Right, right. We're talking about walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you have like you yourself, mm-hmm. have you walked
Layla was like, you should just jump in there, like
walk.
And so I did once or twice, and my friend was like, you look just too serious when I was walking down there. And I was like, I don't know, just how I, but there's definitely an art to modeling.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's, you know, it's there's an art to it.
Like an etiquette.
An etiquette for sure. And that's why a lot of models, they go to modeling school and they try and learn. Yeah. And pose. I'm good at posing and stuff for pictures, but for a catwalk, I don't know. It's not, it's not my thing, but I love working in the production and back with the girls. And
So what's take us through a day? Like, it's gotta be the most insane. Do you drink your coffee that morning?
I drink coffee.
I've had coffee twice in my life,
and I don't drink alcohol. I'm like very healthy. Just drink water.
Super healthy. Yeah, because I asked him, hey, you want cocaine? He goes, no, hey, man, you know, stick to some water.
You should, the production side of it, like you see the outside.
Logistics and all that.
Yeah, it's just mostly me running around to all the models, like, okay, you have to go to this designer, you have to go to this designer, and there's a list, you know, And then there's also Layla, who's running around getting changed and talking to the models, but she's always so sweet to all of us. And then, it's mostly just a lot of running around telling models to change. And sometimes the designers have two looks instead of one, which adds another
kind layer.
Of layer because then you have to tell the models, okay, you need to like hurry because we can't have the same model walking down the, again, the runway. With the same, you know, so it's a whole, but I love it, you know, and we've gotten a good rhythm to it. You know, when things are new, it's like, for me, it was especially such a new world, but
once you get into the groove and the headspace,
then you definitely need to come.
I'm going to do it next time for sure. Okay. And you guys, this is fantastic. Yeah, dude, I'm going to get my dancing shoes on.
Yeah, do it.
Is there music involved after the fact? Did you have like, does it, when it winds down, is there like a party atmosphere? No.
People stay after the show and, you know, mingle around and there have
like
been
a little mixer dancing. Of sorts.
It depends on the venue.
Okay.
Also, but yeah, for sure. There have been dancing at some venues for sure. Yeah.
This is rad. So let me ask you a question. Do you keep in touch with the said celebrity of sorts, the person that you used to work with? Do you keep in touch?
I do keep in touch. Yeah,
that's
so
cool. What does she think about your evolvement, like over the years, like how you've evolved into transform yourself into what you've become?
I think there's one that stands out, one person that I worked for, because I worked for a few people, but one person, she always said, you know, she always believed in me. I was kind of a not... as organized as I am now. And I have a better eye for the industry. You know, I was just a new kid. I didn't even have social media, like I said. And and so she's so proud of me. And I remember her husband told me, he said, you're going to get really far in this life because you just have such a good heart. And and you're real and you're genuine.
You're wholehearted.
Just don't ever change. And so, you know, so I always try to, you know, but it feels weird. It feels weird to like be an assistant and then do acting and then production work and then just kind of become who you worked for. It's a kind of a weird feeling, but I feel grateful for sure.
Your parents are super proud of you, I bet.
Yeah, I'm really close with my parents. And so, yeah, they're very, in the beginning, they didn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
And, but now they were like, oh, you know, he can make a living out of this and he does well. And he works hard, and so they know I'm smart, so they trust me.
Yeah, that you are. And do you still keep in touch with any high school friends or anyone that you know you're tight with?
I am old school. I love keeping in contact with people that I really have known me forever.
Yeah,
I'm not really like I'm a Cancer. Like I was born in July, so we're introvert extrovert.
Right.
And so you know, I have a lot of acquaintances, but best friends I have very few, and a lot, some of them are from high school
and far between, right?
Yeah
like a couple.
And and Layla's definitely, you know, one of them. And but for high school friends, I do keep in touch with some people. And
what do you think the industry's like now? There's more brown faces on TV, more people that we can relate to, more relatable. It's no longer like Ponch back in the day, like for some of us older folks. You watch, not that, you know, but you kind of think like, oh, that guy Poncherello looks like he's either Italian or Latino, but he's gracing the silver screen, so to speak. But nowadays, go ahead.
No, I think it's a whole new world. I think fame is very different than what it used to be. I think the door was very, very tight before. And I think now it's like you have social media, you have influencers, you have different types of people now that are considered famous. And Netflix has done a wonderful job with inclusivity with different, you know, Latino, different races, and also the LGBTQ community. And so, there's different platforms. And now you can really just, you know, make whatever you want and upload it to, I guess not TikTok anymore, but TikTok when it was still here. And and you can just make whatever you want, make it. And I think that's cool.
Just make it happen. Do it yourself approach.
Yeah. And, But social media has changed everything, I think. Right. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is before it used to be almost like this intangible. You couldn't touch the celebrity, you know, untouchables. It used to be. And nowadays, you know, you remember the first time? What was the first time you remember like reaching out to someone? Hey, that's a cool piece you got. Or like, you know, threads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, we like the way you did your hairdo. And somebody would reply, thank you. And he was like somebody famous.
Yeah.
Like suddenly, I remember one year, years ago, I forget who was a rock star, like Zach De La Rocha or something. Okay. I was a huge Rage Against the Machine fan and back in the day, and I grew up with rock. And anyway, that's a whole other story, but a lot of rock influences and a fusion of that and with hip hop and whatnot. And I said something to Zach on the thread. It was Facebook. Right, when Facebook was at the top of the height of its heyday, you know, in the 2009 to to 10.
I was in high school. It was so big.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And so I said something to the fact, like, yo, that's so rad, you know, that because his father grew up in my neighborhood. I was like, dude, that's so cool, you know, that's rad. And he put down, oh, thanks a lot, man. And I was like, wait, did that just happen? I celebrated the whole thing. It was a celebratory moment of sorts, right? Yeah. You know, at what point did you like realize that nowadays that's just commonplace, right? Like people could just maybe chime in and then they chime in.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think social media has definitely changed the game a lot. I think now you can be famous just by, you know, some dumb funny video that you like. But to me, the people who are, you know, famous are, you know, like, you know, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, you know, those are the people, you know, Beyonce, and those are the people that I think are really stars.
Do you think what differentiates that from the other folks you're talking about in terms of their craft?
I think in terms of their craft, and I think longevity, you know, you see that a lot of these digital platforms that we were using, you know, they're in and out, but however, an actor's career is, you know, you always get to see their movies and everything. Now TikTok is, people are going crazy because it's like, now TikTok is not here anymore because
they're immortalized on the movies, right?
And so what does that mean for a lot of TikTok influencers? And so,
well, for them also, it's their bread and butter, huh?
Yeah, which is good. You know, it's good. Find whatever you like to do. And if you can have an audience and a platform, then that's amazing. But I think, you know, when I look at stars, I think of like, you know, I don't know.
Clark Gable.
You know who I, Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe. Those were like icon stars. And, but I think in a way our culture has shifted in the sense that, now you can't, these celebrities are not looked as gods anymore. Yeah. You know, before they can get away with anything.
Leveled the playing field.
Now it's like people get canceled for everything, you know? And so it's, and I think in a way that's, you know, it's good and it's bad. It's good in the way that, you know, you can't do negative things and think it's okay, but it's bad in the sense is I think people like to see the downfall of a lot of people in the industry.
Isn't it weird?
And it's really weird. And so mm-hmm.
why do you think that is? Because like when the fires were happening mm-hmm. in that Pacific Palisades zone, specifically there, folks are, that's good. You all the trolls and mm-hmm. let them burn. They can buy another house. You know, it's like, now who's laughing now? Yeah. Who's happy? Is it because you think like, probably the envy, because they're the envy of the town, you know, like a lot of times they'll take photos in Aspen and like Colorado, like a lot mm-hmm. of people are in Aspen now, and folks that go to the Oscars and they get opportunities that maybe are not opportunities that are necessarily at your doorstep. I'm talking about in terms for the generalizing for the common Joe, on the common person. And so many a times I think folks they tend to feel like, okay, this is not something that's feasible for me.
Accessible.
And accessible.
Yeah.
So because of that, like they're higher, they're more loftier than I am. So fuck them, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. And then they want to burn them at the stake because why? Just because they're living their best years, but they worked hard. Nobody tells you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the first one to say, because I've dealt with so many people in the industry.
Right.
People work and pay their dues.
They do, yeah.
There are people that are grandfathered in because their parents are producers. That's short-lived. You could tell the ones that are talented, those that don't branch out on their own. Because those that don't branch out on their own, they do one film or two, and they're done. That means their dad just placed them there. Yeah. And the ones that work...
Nepotism.
Right, nepotism. And the ones that work extra hard and they put in the blood, sweat, and tears into... The making of their careers, careers blossom, like Angelina Jolie, whose father is a great actor himself in his own right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think people just write stuff on social media. You can write whatever you want.
Right.
And you can, you know,
get a platform. It's a platform, right?
And you don't even mean what you say half the time, you know? Right. And I think it's crazy. I think because I know what celebrity really is, I've observed how most people are. And they're just regular people, honestly. And I don't look at them as, you know, any bigger or better than anybody else, but I know a lot of people do, and, you know, don't always wish them well. And also people change. One day people love Jennifer Lopez. Another day they hate her, you know, and she's a very talented woman. And
she can sing and act, right?
She can sing and she can act.
She can do just about anything.
People change also. They're like, oh, I love this person, or next day they hate them because of some.
So it's all relative. Like, it just depends who you ask, because you're never going to please everyone at the end of the day.
Right.
That's also true. You guys, very important to stay true to self. Stay true to who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And do your work. Do what makes you happy. Don't do it for the fame.
Yeah.
Because fame is short-lived. It's a fleeting moment, right? Yeah. But do it for the sake of the craft. If you really enjoy, truly enjoy what you're doing, if it's in the industry, be it acting, be it singing, if you do it, money will follow. Yeah. But I believe that that was something a person imparted many years ago. Like, just do it because you really enjoy doing it. Do it as a hobby.
Yeah.
Which these days is what I do. I do acting as a hobby now. Yeah, like for me, I love to entertain.
Yeah.
And this is a form of entertainment, but it's also a very important platform in that we have a mouthpiece.
Right.
And it's important to tell great stories, which is, you're the story I'm telling today.
Yeah.
And I'm very fortunate to be able to do so.
Sweet of you. Thank
and,
you.
And you're so gracious to have come all the way up here.
Yeah.
I mean, from the deal you were at, the event. To impart wisdom, like all this stuff that you're saying, such a young a guy that just has a lot of still long ways to go, but some of the trajectory you've already on, like it shows that you're doing big things, man. It's very inspiring.
I do feel blessed. I feel like it kind of came out of nowhere, like, you know, working for people that I've always looked up to and meeting some really amazing people that I never thought in my life I would meet, and projects, you know, so I do feel grateful and blessed, but I don't live in it. You know, I think the problem with some people, especially young actors, is they are young talent, celebrity, whoever, is they live in it and it becomes their identity. And that's when they start doing the drugs and the drinking and they go crazy, you know? And so
you know how to part your real, like your life, you know, your private life from your work life. Right.
Yeah. I know who I am, and I know that, you know, Juan Le Prince is not a real, that's just, you know, what you see on Instagram, and
right.
You see images of me with different celebrities or projects, but that who I really am is, you know, totally different. I just love being at home, you know, chilling with my best friends. And
what do you do what do you do when you're at home, by the way? Take us through a day in the life of Juan Le Prince.
I'm working a lot, to be honest, but if I'm not, I really just am, you know, like, you know, Cancers, we love to be inside. We love to, like, our own time, you know, be with people we love and care about, and we need to recharge a lot. I find myself when I'm not working, I just like to be at home recharging, talking to people from high school that I've known forever, who really know me. And yeah, and I'm cool. Like, I'm not someone who's like going out clubbing at, you know, a lot of my friends do that, like till 3 a.m, you know. For me, I'm like, that's not me, you know. I don't.
So you're resourceful and you're very productive. Yeah. Like, you spend your time wisely.
Yeah. I work a lot and I recharge a lot. It's basically my life. Yeah.
So cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You need that balance.
And do you cook at all, or like?
Oh, I suck at cooking.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I know how to.
I'm objectively a bad cook myself. I can't.
I would love to, because I think art in itself is like cooking is in itself is like an art.
Putting food together, plates.
You know, I look at Pinterest and I look at all those amazing, meals, and so it's something I would definitely love to learn more of. And
what's your favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Gosh, I eat pretty, like, my diet now is mostly just like a lot of green juices. And
so you're vegetarian?
No, I eat like fish, and okay, you know, I was vegan at one point, but it didn't work out for me personally. And but I love empanadas. I mean,
oh my God, you just mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. I said,
so delicious. Yeah.
So I love empanadas. And
we're going to his house next. Like, after this, we're going to his house.
She mentioned my mom. She just spoke to me. She said she was making, not empanadas. Tamales, I think tamales. And, I don't know. There's these really good Chilean dishes she makes sometimes.
Anything Latin sounds fantastic to me. It's like favorite. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, man. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. So I'm ready, as you can tell, you know. Look at me. I've eaten quite a bit in my day. Inquiring minds want to know, like, are you dating right now, or what's your status?
I'm dating. It's dating, and everyone always says this, but dating in LA is kind of just so, you know, interesting. And my dating life has been interesting. Just, you know, the just looking back on my past, it's sure. been interesting
okay.
people that I picked. And so right. now, you know, I know myself better. We're talking about my favorite
yeah.
Quote by Maya Angelou. Another quote I really like of hers is, "When you know better, you do better." So I know better now than some past people that I picked. And that's okay. You know, you're learning
as you go.
And this industry especially is so crazy and so many things are always happening and it's very fast paced. But I want the person that I date is someone who is genuine and who, right. You know, like a best friend, you know, and
yeah.
has to be, reciprocated for me. And
sure. That's it.
So, yeah.
Don't expect anything less.
Yeah, I dated a lot of closeted guys when I was in
Oh, Valencia. Really?
Yeah, I did a lot. And that was a learning experience in itself. You
right.
know, it's like, because you don't win in that situation. And a lot no. of actors,
yeah.
you know, not, you know, in Hollywood are, you know,
sure.
dating girls. I mean, sexuality is not in a box now. It's kind of like you like what you like. And like, yeah. for a lot of people in LA.
Yeah.
And
would you consider like a pansexual? A lot of people are pansexuals in Hollywood.
I mean, I'm gay completely.
Right, but right. I know you
I
are.
My ex-boyfriend was a pansexual. Yeah. And but I think learning from those experiences is that, you know, you have to love yourself enough to and value yourself to be with someone who, you know, treats you.
With respect
and, you know, will want to be seen with you in public. And that's something
right.
that I struggled with a lot in the past because the people I would pick were not people that wanted to be seen in public with another man.
Or, yeah.
You know, even if it was just friendly.
It's Hollywood at its finest. Believe me, there's a lot of people out there.
And like it's crazy because now it's like the industry has changed. Even my acting coach said, you know, 10 years ago, I could never find a script for a gay character.
Yeah.
But now it's like you have Netflix and you have these platforms that are dedicated to LGBTQ content.
Sure.
And so it's, you know, and Netflix has transgender and mm-hmm. all this, you know, so even Disney Channel, I was, you know, watching it the other day, they have a gay character. And so that's really cool. Yeah. I think that's amazing that there's more inclusivity.
They're breaking barriers, man. Everything, you know, it's what it's about.
And,
you know, I'm curious to see, you know, where your PR firm is going to go and how awesome that's going to be, man.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see you flourish in every area in your life. And just to know you is really awesome, man.
That's
it's to so have
sweet.
You in my circle of friends now.
No, yeah.
And, you know, we're almost, oh, wow, it's crazy. Where did time go? I thought we were just going to, we're just starting
like
here and we're like shot out of a cannon. Now it's like 42 minutes in. Oh, my God.
No way.
So, yeah, where did time go? What are your social media handles so the viewership, all 1.2 million that are watching,
okay,
can follow you?
So I just have Instagram. So it's JuanLaPrince_ on Instagram. And then my website, my PR firm is jprince-pr.com. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. And we're going to be talking about that more in the you know, nearby future.
Yeah.
Try to push that out there to many more of my friends.
I think it's important, you know, to help talent. You know, this field is so competitive. And
very much so.
And as most PR firms charge up like 10K, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. You know, I would never charge that much. And so, I think it's good when you are genuine and you want to see people flourish. And I always am the type of person with my acting friends, or they just started acting, I'm like, hey, you know, I will, let me talk to my agent or my manager.
Sure.
And I feel like whenever you're sending positive energy, it comes back to you. And so I always am trying to help, you know, people in the industry.
Right.
Now I just charge for it. For some.
Yeah. It's, you do a lot of freebies and then eventually, you know, you have to charge because it's also you value your time. It means, you know, you've given enough and now it's me to collect.
Right.
It's time for me to collect. Yes. Let me put my hat around.
It's just the way the world works.
It works. Sure. Everyone needs to, we all need to eat at the end of the day, and it's a good business. And I'm in the business of helping others as well. So whatever I can do for you, consider it done.
Yeah. What has been your favorite film?
My favorite film.
Yeah, that's nominated for.
Oh, right now. Okay, so listen to this. We saw the Bob Dylan. What is it? Completely Unknown or something. The Bob Dylan. It's like what do you call it? A biopic, the thing with him and the girl in the actress in Top Gun, the latest Top Gun.
Okay.
I forget Barrera.
Okay.
She plays Joan Baez, who was a half Mexican, half American half white. She was a kind of a activist of sorts of their time.
Awesome. And I haven't seen this.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's in theaters. We just watched it like 2 nights ago. And I think, you know, I forget the actor, but that portrayed him. But the great part about it was that it was a music, you know, I love music. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely, but I'm also, I'm crazy like about the Selena film, the one where she portrays this Emilia Perez, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so that I'm really curious to see how it's gonna do. And I'm hearing a lot of buzz in Hollywood right now. A lot of my friends are telling me that it's probably gonna do. What about you?
I like the one, I can't remember. I think it's called The Substance with Demi Moore. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
And,
yeah, Demi Moore. Wow.
Talking about like, you know, youth and something. Sure. You know, obviously it's a lot of layers in the film, but she actually got nominated.
Yeah.
Which I think is so crazy. I didn't realize that was her first Oscar nomination. Dude, she's been in the business for so many years.
She did St. Elmo's Fire. If you haven't seen that, guys, watch that. It's an oldie but goodie.
Okay.
It's a film where it's got like the Brat Pack in it. Like she was part of the Brat Pack in the
80s. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like 40 years ago. Like the Breakfast Club and Molly Ringwald and 16 Candles.
Yeah.
But she was in St. Elmo's Fire, and that was really good. Mm-hmm. And she was in a lot of other stuff. I mean, it's crazy how, you know, we've come this far. And now she's been – so it's never too late, too.
It's never too late, yeah.
There's always a opportunity for everyone eventually, right?
And she's 60. She looks great. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, but I think that shows a lot of actors. You just have to keep grinding, and it's all of those top actors, actresses are all grinding, you know. Demi Moore has been at it for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. I used to drive drive what's his name, Sean Penn, and he was he's also an
Oscar.
He won
for Milk.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's an amazing film.
That's why I brought it up. I thought about like, that was such a great one. And he's fantastic. I mean, Sean Penn and another guy from the early 80s from that time period.
Yeah, yeah.
And so so just that's it. I mean, those are great closing words. Keep grinding, right?
Yeah. And you can't give up. And you have to, if you love acting, like you said earlier, you have to be passionate about it, because you can have like some crap story and have your popularity.
Right.
But to have a longevity and a sustainable career, you have to have passion for acting and what you do, honestly.
Yeah. Guys, Juan Le Prince, what else? Guys, thank you so much for joining me at another evening with Almost Famous. Until next time, goodbye.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.